Hello there, and welcome to Poor Quality, a show where some friends talk about beer and life and all the goofy stuff that gets in between the two. Each week the host may be different. This week it's me. But don't worry. Maybe in this case worry a little bit. The episode is still guaranteed poor quality material. Join us and listen in as the brew crew talks about what ails their life. Now, let's see what we're drinking.
I don't know about you.
Okay.
This is my literal age.
Is this what we're going to do every...
I mean, when it fits.
We have to do it until at least 24 now, because otherwise I'll feel left out.
Wait, what's that? Who's that? What's that voice I hear?
Off in the distance.
That voice that I haven't heard in weeks.
Wait, no, we heard it last week. It just sounded bad.
And he was only here for like a second.
Bad and not like Zach. It was weird.
It was weird.
Hello, y'all. It's
oh,
me.
No. It wasn't that, though.
Decidedly worse.
I'm back.
Okay.
Back in the saddle again.
On the podcast.
Uh-huh. What is this voice?
My name's Mark.
Mark?
That wasn't what I was expecting.
I'm a new poor quality boy.
Okay. Boy. None of us know you.
Hey. Wait, Mark?
You can edit this, right?
No, I think that's solid gold.
Well, aside from that, my name is Zach, and I'm hosting Poor Quality this week. You're welcome for that Poor Quality introduction.
Nice.
Another hit.
Yeah, we're ready and raring right out of the gates, you could say, with the goofs. Anyways, this week I did not give the boys their prompts ahead of time.
Not at all.
So I'm hitting them with it cold, and here we go. I want to hear
a chill wind.
Woo.
Oh, that Foley work.
Sure, that's great audio, huh?
Really good.
What article of clothing does your beer most remind you of? And I can go first to give you guys some time to think, if you want.
Please do.
Sure. I'm drinking Squatter's Double IPA, Hop Rising Double IPA. It's tasty. It's dank. It's big. It's...
What was that?
It's ready for anything.
Okay.
Yeah. Dank is a word to describe hops as well as what you're thinking, Mike. All right.
No. I'm just trying to think. I'm trying to contextualize.
There's no need to always make the dank meme.
A basement can be dank.
Right.
A meme can be dank. A stunt can be dank.
And so can hops.
Okay. Describe to me what a dank hop tastes like.
Marijuana.
Nice.
Okay.
I'm gonna go with a pea coat.
Okay.
Just big and woolly and
a big dank pea coat.
You know how pea coats are dank.
Yeah. Mike, Mr. Dank Boy over there.
That's me. I'm drinking another New Glarus tonight, which I am excited about. I've never had this one. It's a Moon Man. It's their No Coast Pale Ale. It's a session brew, and it's a bold blend of five hops, according to this description, that flirt obligingly with that smooth, malty backside.
Whoa.
I know, they go hard with their descriptions, and I'm very impressed.
That is something.
And I'm very impressed with this beer. I just don't know what... Hold on. Let me...
Can I see it?
Yes.
Trent, we've had it.
Oh, yeah. It's been a while.
The first time we went to Nashville for your 21st birthday. We picked that up in a gas station on the way back.
To Steven's point for New Year's.
That was a while ago.
Oh, I want this to be a hat so bad.
Then make it a hat.
You have the opportunity right now.
I would think like the Moon Man's like silk bedtime hat that I've never seen anybody actually wear.
Yeah. I'm still kind of crafting this in my. I'm thinking like a big bill, but like all around, not necessarily
so like a top hat. So like a baseball hat with a bill all the way around. Is this what you're saying?
A baseball hat with four bills.
All right.
One in the front.
I like
two
it.
In the side. One in the back.
It's innovative.
Two on one side. It's not just not all the way across.
It's a semicircle of bills.
Yes.
You've got two wings, and then you've got the duck bill.
Yeah. I think you guys all get the image I'm trying to craft here. Trent, I'm curious. What are you drinking?
I am drinking the Stone Ripper.
Whoa.
I know.
Easy.
It's a San Diego Pale Ale.
The Stoned Ripper? Everything is just...
No.
It's Mike, from Stone it. Brewing Company. You might be familiar with them from some of their other brews.
I see.
it's pretty good. They say it's a ripping swell of juicy hops. I'm inclined to agree. It's a very West Coast IPA.
West Coast is the best coast. What up?
West Coast, I guess, is the best coast. No. It is called the Ripper. And what's better to rip than your underwear? Because what? I ripped some underwear.
Okay.
With some wedgies that I received growing up. So that.
Oh.
Yeah.
Hmm.
There was.
So you're not the ripper.
There's.
Junior's the ripper?
Someone that.
I don't think you can say that.
I think gravity's the ripper here. Here's the thing. Man, I hope you don't have to cut this. I hope this isn't too sad. It's just to me, it's just growing up. I got a couple of wedgies where my underwear was hung up over the doorknob, which normally would be like one thing, except for it was hung up on the doorknob of a door that swung out over stairs. So I was completely suspended by the waistband of my underwear and the tension of said underwear in my butt crack. So,
wow.
Ouch.
So yeah, I guess this beer reminds me of the Bug's Life underwear that I ripped from a wedgie. Growing up.
That doesn't sound like a great
I don't even know if I can make fun of that.
Yeah.
It's fine. Yeah, I'm fine.
Are you enjoying this beer?
Or
is it giving you PTSD?
Brings back such painful
memories.
There
are some things happening. Let's just say I'm glad I'm drinking a beer. Chris.
Trent.
I don't think you said anything yet. Hi. Welcome.
Hi. Thanks.
Good to have you.
Oh, and now Chris is high. We gotta stop.
Mike, no, wait, Mike, you didn't hear him right. He just said hello. He said Trent, I'm high. Wait.
And here I go interrupting Chris at the
at the top of the show.
Beginning of his portion.
As he speaks for the first time.
Chris, I'm sorry.
I am drinking. It just looked really interesting, so I grabbed it. It is a raspberry Berliner Weisse raspberry jam. It's a German-style sour wheat ale brewed with raspberries. And I almost feel like maybe Trent didn't have this before, but it has guitars on the front, and I remember him telling about a beer with guitars on the front. But I don't know. It's very sweet and kind of crazy, and I'm going to go with a tie-dye tank top.
Oh.
Chris. Boy, I cannot think of an article of clothing that I would like to see Chris in more.
I've seen him in tie-dye, and it was a very good look.
Oh, yes.
Chris has a really nice tie-dye workout shirt that I just can't get enough of when he goes to get his swole on.
It is not a tank top, though, unfortunately.
It can be.
No, yeah. You're not wrong.
Any shirt's a tank top.
Chris, what size are you?
I am a medium.
Is that your prompt for the week, Zach?
What size are you?
What size t-shirts do you guys wear? On this episode of Poor Quality, we talk about the fabrics that you just hate in your t-shirts.
All right. I like cotton.
Matt, what beer are you drinking?
Hey, I'm Matt, and tonight I'm drinking a ginger beer.
That's not alcoholic?
You can't prove that. And if I were to take.
I sent you.
We also took a shot of gin.
Okay, that's fine then.
So go put some gin in your ginger beer.
Yeah, some ginger beer.
Ginger beer.
Ginger beer.
I don't get it. This beer and the gin. See, here's the thing. The gin is, I don't remember what exactly it's called, but every time I see the label, I think it says taco.
Mm. Yep.
With two K's. And so the gin plus this ginger ale reminds me.
Yeah.
Of a spacesuit. Similar to one may or may not have been worn.
Okay.
In the hit cinema experience that was Alien.
Okay. Zach, what did you prepare?
One of these times I just expect him to zag on us. And not.
That's the hope that he preys on, Zach. That's what gives. That's what fuels this behavior.
That's why we all keep coming back.
Anyways, this week I want to hear about y'all's. Let me take that again. This week.
Redo.
This week I wanted to hear about your most influential adult figure.
Oh.
Or the most influential adult figure in your guys' life.
I think I have a fourth grade essay on this. One second. Let me see if I...
Hold on. Yeah, yeah. pull up your file on yourself. Those are chips.
You're not fooling anybody. It's my folder. Sounds like a bag of chips.
I keep my essays there.
And bags of chips.
I just crumple them up and throw them in there. It can't be your parents, because I think they're probably
because your parents.
Because I hate all your parents
most. Because that's too obvious, and be more creative.
Person we actually know, or just any person.
If they were influential in your life, then they count.
Okay.
I think is what I'm going to say. Unless Matt says something dumb like Sigourney Weaver.
Dumb?
Does anybody want to go first? Or since I didn't give you guys a fair warning, I can maybe go first?
That might be good.
I think that's a good idea.
But I spent more time thinking about the prompt than my answer to the prompt. So,
fantastic.
This is a real,
and here goes Zach right now.
It's a real,
right away,
real bummer. Real whoopsie
daisy.
Here
he goes, real quick.
I say I've got two that I would say kind of both equally shaped me pretty good, and they're neither people that I actually know. So I don't know if that's interesting. But
yeah, hit us with that.
So I'd say my first one, the one that Matt probably won't make fun of, is John Ronald Reuel Tolkien.
All right.
Like I found The Hobbit in second grade. I actually got it through a book order. I think it was like the first thing I ever ordered through a
wait,
book
wait,
order.
Wait, wait, wait. Like those magazines?
Yes, the magazines. Yes, the Scholastic magazines.
Really?
I ordered.
With a terrible paper that was like sticky?
It was an interesting...
It was oddly sticky.
It was an interesting texture, I will give you.
Why
this.
Were they all sticky?
No one knows, but I ordered The Hobbit through there and read that, like, I think six times by the time I had left elementary school. And
wow.
Yeah, just was super into... Wow.
I don't think I've read six books.
And like the Lord of the Rings movies, like were starting to come out, like as I was like turning old enough to actually see them in theaters. Mm-hmm. Like I saw Return of the King in the theater, and that was just like the coolest thing for me. I had an old Game Boy case that I would just like anytime a newspaper talked about one of the Lord of the Rings movies, like a review or anything or a picture, I would just cut out and keep in there. I had Lord of the Rings cards, like it shaped so much of who I am and just like my love for reading and for writing. And like, it's the reason that I have a collection of antique tobacco pipes now is because so many of his characters, and even C.S. Lewis too, was a big part of that. So I would say he was really influential on me and my childhood and my imagination growing up. And then the one that Matt's going to give me crap for.
Here we go.
Here we go. Is Christopher Drew Engel.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, never shout never. Mm.
Go ahead and open that one up.
Yeah, yeah. So I basically tried to become him for a few years.
You were him. I was for a minute. Him.
It was good.
I got very close. Got to play a show with him at the peak of it. But no, like he was the first artist that I listened to that wasn't like Christian alternative. Because mm-hmm. growing up, like as a pastor's kid, I only ever listened to like when I started to get edgy, it was like Reliant K and Switchfoot. And Whoa. Like my first step outside of that was Never Shout Never. And I was like, this music's got swears in it. This music that I'm downloading off of LimeWire has swears in it. And I even have like a bunch of his really old demos that I don't even know if most people have access to because of the ways that I was getting music at the time. Right. There's a statute of limitations for that. I should know. I went to Belmont. anyway, I'm not a pirate anymore. I use Spotify. They pirate it for me.
They do?
I don't know actually how it all works. Some people are upset. I love it. Anyway.
Music industry guru. Trent
because of him, like I started getting into music and writing and performing and I started doing live sound for church as a part of that. And that was the whole reason behind me like ending up at Belmont was because I was like, hey, I've got kind of a knack for this live sound. And that led me all to you boys. And so, and Zach was along for the ride of the Never Shout Never pursuit.
He was right there in the midst
no,
of
I
it.
Was.
In
the thick of it.
So Trent looked up to Christopher Drew and I looked up to Trent. So
Zach grabbed his hair too. And straightened it and got a lip piercing.
Yeah.
And stopped eating meat. Wait.
Yikes.
That's cool to hear your perspective on all that, Trent, especially like the J.R.R. Tolkien like aspect of it. Because I know how creative you are and I know how big of an impact that must play even now. And like to hear that kind of backstory, that's interesting.
Yeah. Kind of like neat. Pushed me into nerd culture in a way.
Yeah. Yeah. Which is not.
That was a hard leap for you, though.
Yeah, with my dubby middle school bespectacled self, it was a really hard one.
I don't know if you needed to put the middle school in there.
Yeah, it's not untrue now, I guess. But
yeah, no, like as you were talking, I was like, oh yeah, like we did watch Lord of the Rings almost every time we hung out, which was at least 4 times a week.
Yeah,
that's a lot. To watch Lord of the Rings, guys.
I got like 6 different copies of the books, and like my present for finishing a year of college was like in a limited edition set of the books. Like it's mm-hmm. still very much an affection of mine.
An affliction?
An affliction. I buy a lot of affliction teas.
Oh, nice. I love 2 things in this world. It's Lord of the Rings and Buckle.
Buckle.
Lord of the Rings and Ed Hardy.
Any way I can get bedazzling on my jeans is that's something I'm interested in.
Implying that Lord of the Rings is a way for you to get bedazzled jeans.
That's the jump. Trent just
could
made.
You get? Could you? Can I get the Tree of Gondor just quick on my butt?
Just right on my thigh.
If you could make the butt of my jeans look like Aragorn, that would be
now that I'd pay good money.
In a hole in the ground that lived a hobbit. In a wallet on a chain lived my pants.
Okay.
That's all.
You
I
really,
say.
Really felt like you were going to rhyme there.
No, I was in a.
I don't know why.
Yeah, you shouldn't have. You know me.
You know, I thought that was an interesting wardrobe change to give Gandalf bedazzled jeans in the new Hobbit movies.
It was a step they needed to take in today's society.
I don't know if Gandalf needed to be that white, I guess.
Well, I was gonna make a bell bottom joke, but it's not gonna be good after that.
Gandalf the white was very good.
Thanks. I'm a nerd.
That happens to me like all the time at work. Like my friend Kristen turned to me today and said, this guy's middle name is Thor. And I said, oh, is his dad's name Odin? And she was like, what? And I was like, I don't know. I'm not a nerd. And then I went back to work. But like, and also we had a team outing where we all had a, we all participated in a, not a quiz. What am I thinking of?
Pop quiz.
No.
Test.
Trivia?
A test.
Trivia. Thank you, Zach.
Examination.
We're all examined. What? What? Anyway.
What kind of outing was this?
Great.
This doesn't sound great.
They gave us a lot of wine. We were examined, and then we went laser tagging.
Whoa.
What was that middle bit? Nothing.
Whoa.
Chris, who are the most influential adult figures in your life?
I literally don't know, and every time I get this question, I don't know. Well, that's not true. Okay. I don't know. It's usually, you said no parents, so I can't go with grandparents either.
Well, but, go with, yeah, no. You can go with whoever was most influential in your life. Matt can cut that part out.
Switching the rules around like nobody's business.
No, I'm not. I'm gonna play by the rules. I was just starting with that. I usually go with my grandfather, but Trent got me thinking about
Never Shout Never.
Yeah.
You say we're both little people, and you like it that way.
Okay.
Oh God. I guess he just got me thinking about like why I started liking music as well, and to be honest, I feel like it's kind of a weird way that I got into it, and I guess I'd have to go with Julia Nunes. And I don't know if any of you guys know who that is.
I recognize that name,
but she's literally this. She started as a ukulele player on YouTube, and would just do like multi-tracking just with her MacBook and the MacBook microphone and like videos and splicing it together. And I was like, wow, that's really cool. She's playing all those things by herself. Mm-hmm. And then from that, like there's this other dude, I think he's from like Cincinnati or something, Wade Johnston, who did a similar thing and played ukulele as well and acoustic stuff and did the same kind of style videos, and then they collaborated at one point, which I was like, wow, that's super cool. They're in like two different states and they're doing this same music thing together. And then from that, I think I got into Pomplamoose, which may be slightly more accessible, I don't know, but yeah, I don't know, just all these people that were making music in their bedrooms and their dorm rooms and stuff. I was like, huh. And just like doing it all by themselves because of multi-tracking. So that's just kind of how I got really excited about recording.
That makes a lot of sense. Yeah, not knowing that, but knowing you.
I also kind of like that it's a, those are names that I do not know. And like,
yeah, I don't know if that's a good or a bad thing, but.
Oh, I know. Oh, yeah, because I was going to go to that concert with Chris when he went to see him in Nashville. But like, so many, you find that so many people are influenced by like these huge celebrity names, whereas like some are, it's just like these little details
I was gonna ask
such a big impact.
When did you fart? When did you fart?
Whoops. When did you fart, Chris?
Chris, when did you start farting?
The date time I need stamp. To know now.
I was gonna ask, when did you start listening to Death Cab?
Because
I know that that's also been a pretty big influence on you.
Man, I don't know. I think that was around the same time, because I probably heard someone, one of those people or somebody on YouTube, do a cover of I'll Follow You Into the Dark. And then I probably found it from there.
And then you did a cover of it, and then they used that cover on the album because you sound just like him.
Yeah.
Right. That's exactly what happened.
Chris, a.k.a. Ben Gibbard.
Uh-huh.
You know.
That's why he's so busy.
My sister and I also just had this friend, I guess it was her friend, but she became a common friend that would listen to all this, to me, like, then was obscure music, including like Death Cab and people like that, but she introduced us to a lot of the music that I listen to now.
It's so funny how that happens. Like I always tell people that I'm bad at music, and I really like do think that I just don't like, I'm not good at discovering new bands. So, like, Trent was a huge, like, friendship for me because he listened to good music. And so, like, I started listening to good music. And then, like, you guys, like, when I don't know what to listen to on Spotify, like, I just look one of you guys up and play one of your playlists. And I'm like, oh, this is good. I dig this. So it's so funny, like how people hear about music and how it gets transferred and stuff like that.
Yeah, I had a friend who wasn't an adult, but who was my age, that was my personal music, like, guru growing up for years and years. Like, she showed me Fall Out Boy, Green Day, Panic at the Disco when they first released that album, like AFI, which I don't, you know, not much of an AFI head anymore, but I was super into it then. And Cobra Starship.
Yes.
Their first album. She showed me that, and I just remember I would only see her twice a year, and every time I was so excited for her to tell me about the new music that she found. And it was just, for years and years, that was my pretty much the only source of new music that I ever got, other than doing the whole, I don't know if you guys ever did this, but there was a point where, like, YouTube music wasn't huge and there wasn't, like, a ton of, like, randomized playlists. So what you would do is go into iTunes, the related artists or people also bought, and yep, just dive into deep into genres.
See, I got into Pandora deep pretty early because they were, like, the first to do that.
Mm-hmm.
So I never really got into Pandora because I couldn't switch the songs fast enough.
Yeah. I feel like the only Pandora memories I have was when I was, like, really into Owl City.
Oh, okay. And that was my other friend who showed me Owl City, We the Kings, and that whole scene. And then through that, I think searching through that, I found Never Shout Never. I remember how crazy that was when I first heard his stuff. I was so infatuated. It was right after, I think, the ukulele EP came out. I was just... Oh, I was so on board with that.
He released that for free on MySpace. I think that's why it blew up.
My same music friend introduced me to Never Shout Never as well. Funny story.
Oh, and Bo Burnham. He also introduced me to Bo Burnham when he was still doing YouTube videos.
Nice.
So that was real cool.
As long as we're talking about Never Shout Never, I had a girlfriend once upon a time who was in love with Christopher Drew, and she took me to a concert at the Rave where he played, and he was very sick and he couldn't finish his set.
Oh,
so there's my little Never Shout Never story.
At the this is my most proud story ever, but at the concert that Trent played with him at, we were carrying out gear afterwards and the bass player called me a stallion warrior prince.
He's not wrong.
To this day, still my most proudest moment.
You're going to have to cut this, but that was also the first.
What do you mean she? There should be three people.
It was Zach. We were doing a
surprise,
a cross-dressing thing.
Aha. It was a long con.
There was a reason I got called a stallion warrior princess.
Anyways, wait, princess?
What?
Matt, you were saying.
He's either frozen or committing to the bit.
Or horrified.
Oh, God.
Oh, God, even worse.
Okay. So, how do we want to get back into this?
Beer fridge? You know, should we just leave
nothing,
and start the
makes
beer fridge?
Me, quick nothing or makes me feel like a stallion warrior princess, like taking a trip to the beer fridge.
Now you have to leave. It's going to sound...
Wait, no, we gotta go again.
What? This is the most raunchiest episode we've ever.
Yeah, this is too funny to take out now.
There's been a lot of nonsense here, but maybe we should stop here. You used to hold on.
Hello, friends, family, foes, and felines. Yes, Penny.
Taco, I'm talking to you too. Hello, and welcome to the center of the podcast, the middle, if you will. I am one of Poor Quality's hosts, Colin Parker. Although I'm not on this episode, I am going to be stocking the beer fridge for the boys. And I actually have a beer of my own here. I am drinking a Thomas Creek Brewery Banana Split Chocolate Stout. I saved this specifically for the podcast because it is so strange, and I've never had it before, actually. But the name itself, the Banana Split Chocolate Stout, was intriguing enough to me that I had to save it and drink it for the first time on the podcast. So please, excuse me while I take a sip. I've been absent for a couple weeks, as you might have noticed, and I feel I owe an explanation as to why. My wife and I have been living in an apartment for the past year that we've lived together, and we have recently actually bought a house. Our house is awesome. It's amazing. We're very excited for it, but it is also 30-ish minutes away from our current apartment and does need a few small cosmetic renovations. So, in the process of slowly moving and working on these projects, I have had to miss a couple episodes. So you have my word that I am going to be on the next podcast, and I will be here because I miss interacting with the boys and the audience because we always get those very sweet emails, and I want to have these conversations. I know Matt always tells a joke in the center of the podcast, so I'm going to tell one that's near and dear to my heart. It's one that my grandfather used to tell when we would go visit him and when he was in his nursing home. He passed away a couple years ago, but this is a joke he told us every time, and it was solely funny because of the amount of times we heard it. A woman is waiting for a bus. The bus shows up. Woman gets on the bus and looks at the bus driver, and she says, "TGIF. Thank God it's Friday." Bus driver looks back at the woman, silent for a second, and then says, "SHIT. The woman says, "That's a naughty word. You can't say that. How dare you say that to a woman?" The bus driver looks back at the woman and says, "Sorry, honey. It's Thursday. Thank you, and enjoy the rest of the podcast."
And we're back.
You know, we talked about Death Cab a sec. I listened to some Death Cab today.
Nice.
That was a good time.
Good nice. Transition.
Well, now since you talked first, Mike.
This is something that I have been struggling to think about, too, because I guess going through junior high, high school, it's not that I didn't have any adult figures that I looked up to, but that's not how, like, I tried to, I didn't try to, like, embody people. And I guess it was more of a process by the time I got to college where, like, people I surrounded myself with had a bigger impact on me. And then I realized that, like, I could lean on other people more to, like, help me with my, not necessarily help me with my day to day, but kind of just be an influence. And in particular, this is funny. It's the one I can kind of put a finger on is the Dwayne.
What?
The Dwayne.
The Rock.
What?
The Johnson. Yeah.
He's an influence to us all. Don't lie.
Mm. I know, and I—that's the thing. Like, there's something about him.
Future president, Dwayne the Rock Johnson. Is that who you mean?
That's what I'm voted for.
That's exactly who I mean. I had a long portion of my life where I like was kind of made fun of for my weight and like kind of the way I looked, which sucks because I know so many people like have that and go through that. But I'm very, very passionate about like physical fitness for myself, and like that has had a very big impact on like how I act socially. And I suppose when I kind of am not necessarily, I'm struggling with this because like this is not something that I think about every day, but like this is dumb because I just follow him on these social accounts and like I see them and I read them and I get psyched to go like to the gym and like go work out and like go be a person. Cause like he is made a career from, starting with WWE, like becoming an actor, becoming near a comedian because that man is hilarious. And he is like just he gets up at like 3:30 a.m. to go pump before he has like a 14-hour day before he like goes meets with his family and like still has time to make really, really personal connections with people that he just sees on the street. And like, who, there's not a lot of celebrities that will make the time to go do that. And the fact that I see that, I love that, that like he can still be a real person in the world when he has all this fame, mm-hmm. like all these people who are like, just flock to him for what he is, a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful man.
He is. You're not wrong.
Yeah, so that is mine.
Interesting.
That's a good one. I love it. He does have, like, follow him on Instagram, and it's super good.
Yeah.
His Instagram is awesome.
I really want to watch his HBO special about the...
NFL? Agents?
No.
Things?
That's the Tooth Fairy?
Not as special as much.
I want to watch the Tooth
Fairy. I want to watch the Tooth Fairy.
Yeah. Yeah, that's...
His documentary on dentistry.
That's what I was saying. No, the Tooth Fairy. You know, the one where he went to the prison and had that that camp, that basically boot camp.
Yeah.
And I thought it looked really interesting, and I'd like to see him inspire a bunch of inmates to be good citizens, which is apparently the whole moral of that story. Work out and you're good, I think.
Totally. Oh,
I didn't even know about that.
Yeah, it's like one of the only thing he posts about. So.
Huh.
Pretty
interesting. Looks like you're not a real rock
not
fan,
a
Zach.
Real fan of
the kind of Gwen. A bag wagoner.
What?
Yeah, a bag wagger. Stop. It's okay. Just a Dwayne casual.
Someone continue.
No, but it looks really cool, and I think it just recently came out, so I want to watch that sometime. He's a great big boy.
He is a great big boy. I love me some Dwayne. I wish I could speak more about him, but like I think you all know, and I also kind of want to hear what Matt has to say. What about
Yeah, this was tough because Zach just insisted on no parents, which
yeah,
I think
that's
was a poor choice.
I
on
can
the
see how that
part.
Would be difficult.
And then he made some remark about Sigourney Weaver, so I just had to mark that off of my obvi list. But
cool, Matt. Well, thanks for sharing, man. I'll just go ahead and go now.
Looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker.
No, I actually, when you said no parents, I think that's a good one because we would.
Yeah, I mean, obviously.
I mean, I'd like, say my dad pretty easily, and my mom, she was also there. JK, mom, I love you.
I love your parents. Your parents are great.
Yeah, hey, yeah, shout out to the parents out there.
Yeah, let's, quick, parent, let's you're do a quick to this. Shout out to parents.
Yeah, parents, I'm sorry I excluded you. Obviously, you would have been all of our number one choices.
Yes. Mom and Dad, I don't think you're listening after the sexy squid wrestling, but I... You know how I am. You
probably
made me.
Unsubscribed at this point. thinking real hard about this, I think one of the biggest influences for me was, it's hard to pin it down to one person, most of the characters of Scrubs.
Yeah.
Interesting.
That show I was incredibly influential going through junior high, I believe, is when I was watching it. And I never watched it in order until I got to college and got Netflix. But I saw a ton of different episodes, and it's one of those shows that's incredibly emotional, but also incredibly funny. Like you just laugh for 28 minutes and then 2 minutes you weeping right at the end. Da da dun 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 dun. But like JD and his struggle with mostly he wants what he can't have and he doesn't want what he does have. That whole, I mean, he battles through all the seasons with that, and you know, Turk dealing with coworkers and being, you know, trying to fit in and be cocky, but also like being this genuinely good dude and not really knowing where he fits in with the two different groups, the doctors or the surgeons. And Dr. Cox was really an important character, because I mean he's like pretty douchey for like the whole show, but he's
it's so good though.
He's a really deeply emotional character. Yes. And John C. McKinley, is that his name?
Yes.
He's only in like four things, but he plays him so well, and just the combination of anger and depression and you know the comedy and also the real emotion of all of these extremes is just that was really like really helped me see into myself emotionally, and just the whole comedy, just the fact that it was so funny. Yeah. just influenced me immeasurably. Just kind of watching random episodes here and there. That so I like think that, that TV show is one of the biggest.
That, like, that was one of the first things we watched together.
Yep. Yeah.
Sorry, I don't know why I said yep. Never mind.
I was there.
You can agree. More the merrier.
I feel like, I don't know if I watched a lot of Scrubs with Trent, or if Trent just told me that I had to watch Scrubs.
Yeah, and it's weird too, because that was like one of the first things that was like the only thing I watched after you had left after me sophomore year. And I was packing up all my stuff after you had left already. I just like watched Scrubs on like all the way through while packing up. And
right.
Yeah, it's great. That's probably my go-to show to watch if I don't have anything else to watch.
Currently. Yeah. It's definitely, I never thought of it that way, but yeah, it's definitely my fallback if I ever, I'm just like, I don't want to watch anything. Guess I'll watch Scrubs.
It's probably also pretty correlated with how sad I am.
Yeah, and that's, yeah. Yep. Yep,
yep, yep. Yep.
I had never watched Scrubs growing up, and Chris watched it. Was it like 6 months ago? Like half a year ago or so, Chris was going through it, and I loved it. It was so funny.
It is. It is.
I think that was the second time at that point, or third. I don't remember.
But you just get really the thing is that it's hilarious, but then you get really emotionally involved in the characters and their relationships.
It's like The Office.
Yeah. Well.
Well, different, because I've watched through The Office. I haven't watched Scrubs, so I guess I shouldn't make that kind of comparison.
You should watch through Scrubs, definitely. It's a different style of...
Zach Braff is a cool dude, too, just in general.
Yes.
So that helps a lot.
He was like the first celebrity I followed on Twitter.
Yeah, he was really good on Twitter.
Probably, you know, if we're talking TV show influences, my biggest would probably be Blue Mountain State.
Oh, boy. Now, that is a very funny show.
In terms of lifestyle.
And Trent's would probably be It's Always Sunny, just based on his personality. Being a good person.
Wait. Arrested Development, probably for me. Thank you very much.
You think so?
Probably.
I haven't seen that either. I'm really bad at TV shows.
Matt hasn't watched through it. You guys should watch through it together. It's very good.
It is.
It's seriously very good.
Haven't seen How I Met Your Mother.
It's I haven't fine. Seen that either.
It's
That'd
okay.
probably my go-to. Okay. I mean, it's not amazing, but I liked it a lot for some reason.
Yeah, I did
it
too.
I mean, that's another one that's very funny, but I just haven't gotten emotionally involved in the characters enough.
Mm. No, and I think I would say overall Scrubs is a better show.
Mm-hmm. All for right. Sure.
But.
All right.
I don't know.
Now, everybody who's listening who is emotionally invested
this in week brought to you by Scrubs, the show that's no longer showing. Find it on Netflix. Maybe Hulu. I'm not sure.
I don't know.
They don't support us. I don't have an account. That's all the goofs I had.
On Hulu? You got nothing else?
I mean,
one more goof.
On Hulu. Come on, Trent. Pump it up for us.
I used to watch a lot of French movies on Hulu because they had a lot of French movies. And at one point in my life, I was watching a lot of French movies.
On Hulu. All right.
On Hulu.
That's another
one
great...
That's not a good... That's just sad.
That's just my life at one point in time. Probably the same summer I watched all of Lost and all of Doctor Who, which is impressive if you think about it.
That is a lot of... show
that's
to
so
consume.
Much media.
Like starting at the 60s, Doctor Who?
No.
Okay, I was going to say, that'd be
Can I also say impossible. That David Tennant and Matt Smith's Doctor Who are also very influential in my day-to-day.
Yeah.
Oh, I haven't seen any of this.
Monty Python into Doctor Who would also be.
Yes.
We've already mentioned it.
Yeah.
You know, can I just say SpongeBob had a really big impact
God, I
on
love
me.
Mike like and SpongeBob.
I feel like you have to say that.
I really do. The boys I live with know that I quote literally entire
Not quotes,
episodes.
Like do impressions and do a good job of.
Roll them back for us.
Like has the timing, the inflection, the tone, everything.
I'll walk into the kitchen, or I'll be walking past the kitchen, and I'll be like, oh, somebody's watching SpongeBob with the soundtrack and everything, and then I'll just look in there, and it's Mike just eyes wide open, staring at me, doing his...
Catatonic.
Doing a Squidward voice, and he's flipping eggs or something, and just... And I just walk by. You just keep walking. You just keep walking when he's in his SpongeBob mode. You just keep walking.
So I was born between the years of 1990 and 1999. So I've seen every episode of SpongeBob. So like when I see one, like I'm familiar with the plot. But then Mike just starts quoting it immediately. I'm like, wait, how do you know this from this episode?
No, and like you said, every word,
every part of the dialogue. It's impressive. I love it. People quoting things can be bad, but you is never, ever.
That's actually something that I told Mike a couple of years ago. Are there cops coming to you, Trent? What's the deal here?
Cops are on their way. They said they heard about me downloading Never Shut Never illegally, and the statute of limitations
and Chris Drew
expired.
Needs that cash.
Yeah,
he's coming for you.
So...
It's the Clam Burglar! And he's after my secret box!
But one thing I told Mike a couple of years ago is that people quoting movies during movies or TV shows is a huge pet peeve of mine. Like, my buddy Mark used to do this whenever we'd watch a movie that he's seen like a million times. He would quote it during the movie. I hate that. Let me enjoy the movie, please. Mike is the one exception to this rule. And I don't know why, but it's just so good.
That's one of the things when I go home and like old SpongeBob episodes are on, me and my brother will sit down and go back and forth your entire episodes, and it's fun.
Well,
the
boys in your family have a knack for voices, from what I know about your family.
yeah.
So
we most certainly do.
Yeah,
Mike, hit me with your best Sandy voice.
Oh. I'm saying, I think his crabs is where he shines.
His
no! Wait, what?
You can't say nothing about Texas!
Whoa, that was the most aggressive Sandy I've ever heard in my life.
Well, that's the most aggressive she is in any episode. Let me hit you with something a little calmer. Maybe
episode one. Let's hit me with some water.
Dump-a-dump-a-dump.
I fell asleep to that once and it gave me nightmares.
My favorite, if we're actually gonna go through this, my favorite moment is when the first episode when Mr. Krabs is sending SpongeBob out to go get a spatula, which is a hydrodynamic spatula with port and starboard attachments and turbo drive. Now don't come back till you get one.
Aye aye, Captain.
One hydrodynamic spatula with port and starboard attachments and turbo drive coming right up, sir. We'll never see that lubber again.
You're terrible. A hydro what?
And this has been SpongeBob with
purple. And we're bottoms up, folks.
No, I was like,
we're also sued.
Oh, but it's not going to get any better than that.
Oh,
Do it. Keep going, Zach.
Mine is probably a fictional character from a book.
Interesting.
Or a series of books. But when I was younger, I used to read a lot of adventure fiction, realistic fiction, historic fiction novels, all centered around like a male protagonist. But the most influential were the Dirk Pitt books written by Clive Cussler. And just that character that he's like a swashbuckling, like marine adventure, like oceanographer dude. But just the way that the author wrote him to like interact with people and like his, I guess like his personality was the ideal personality that I wanted. So like, I really like this character is very like suave with ladies, but not in like a weird or a creepy way, just in like a kind of understated, like very masculine, but not like too masculine, and like just the right balance of all of the different personality traits. And so I've since tried to like emulate that a lot and try and be like unique in how like, and trying to find the balance in like funny, but not like tries too hard to be funny, and like charming, but not so charming that it's like snake oil charming, and like, I don't know, chivalrous, but not to the point where it's ridiculous. And just that balance, I think that he had, or that the character had, is something that I've tried to strive for in my personality. So that's my answer.
I like it.
Yeah. I like it a lot.
How'd you get introduced to that?
My dad had one of the novels. And then I used to go to the library a lot after school. My parents were very strict, so it was like, if I wasn't at school, then I had to come home. Unless I went to the library to hang out. And so, I read one of the books that my dad had downstairs and then went to the library and looked for more and just saw him there. And
I remember your like dad's library in your mm-hmm. guys' basement in Norwalk. And so I wondered if that had been a part of it.
Yep. I found one of the books down there. Hmm. And actually, since there's been one of the, I would say the best, if not one of the best, or one of the best, if not the best novels that Clive Cussler ever wrote was Sahara. It was a Dirk Pitt adventure, and it got turned into a movie with
Matthew All right.
Yeah. And the movie is, of course, not nearly as good as the book, but it still kind of gives off that... like Matthew McConaughey was a good cast as Dirk Pitt, which sounds weird because I just said that he was my idol.
I guess I just realized that's that name. Holy cow.
But Matthew McConaughey did a good job with the personality.
Yeah, that was a great movie. I watched that a lot. We had the DVD.
Yeah.
Of Magic Mike.
Of Magic Mike growing up. No, Zach and I saw Magic Mike in theaters.
That's too bad.
Oh.
Yeah, we did.
That's a shame.
It was. It was a bad movie.
Speak for yourself. Well, folks, with that, I think it looks like we might be a bottoms up.
Bottoms orp.
Bottoms orp.
Bish, brada, burp.
Where's the bird of bird? Where's the bird?
I watch this. It's the bird of the bird of sharp.
Bird of the bird of sharp. I can't get the number of the neck out of the dinner.
It's all the good out of the neck. What's going to bird of sharp term?
I can't get the bird of the
bird. Chris looks so upset.
That's an accurate.
Chris, how do you feel about
it? Yeah, Chris. You look handsome. Why didn't you, like, get undressed when you got home, I guess. This is a weird question.
Well, okay.
So are you saying I should get undressed because I'm handsome?
The last two episodes have ended so sexy.
Let me cut that one off at the pass there.
Did you work late today, Chris?
I did work today.
Late?
And I am in my work clothes. Oh, late. Yes, I did. I finished at like 7:30.
Gotcha.
Closing time.
That is so irrelevant that I'm angry at you for saying that.
At me or Trent? Because I was just answering the question.
Or Mike.
I don't want to be rude.
I think Mike. I'm mad at Mike. Yeah, I thought it might be.
Bottoms up.
I had a great goof lined up, and Mike just spews this shit.
Oh, it was so good, though. As a bartender for the server for the last... 3 or 4 years, I cannot tell you how many times I've kicked people out and had them play that song off of their cell phone while they were leaving.
That's so funny.
Did you double kick him out?
Ugh, yes.
Did you want to hit us with that goof?
No, I'm not going to do my goof anymore.
I want to know what your goof was, man. At least, before you go into your nickname. I want to know.
I was saying
that... I want to know!
Can you show me?
Can you show me?
Oh, Matt hung up.
Matt, please come back. Matt loves Walt Disney. I'm actually surprised you didn't say Walt Disney. Walt Disney's like a big part of his life.
Yeah.
He'll hear this, I guess, when he edits the show. I was just talking about how much you love Walt Disney, actually, and how I could have seen him being an influence in your life, but it's fine.
Yeah, he would have been more for my dad and then by proxy to me. I don't know as much about him as my dad does, and I more respect my dad's respect of him.
You should read the recent biography that came out about him. It's supposed to be pretty good.
I shall do that. I've also been working on Steve Jobs' book, or the book about him. Anyway...
For like 4 years?
Wait, the Book of Jobs?
The Book of Jobs, yeah.
It's in the Bible. It's a lot of trials and tribulations.
Been really, really, really diving into jobs.
I've been searching Craigslist for jobs. Got to get up my scripture.
A lot of weird stuff. I want to join like a study group, but like a one-on-one thing. So I've been like men seeking men jobs.
And I'm looking to have fun, so it's under entertainment.
Yeah, entertainment. This is a passion of mine more, so I put passionate into the description.
And like $200 an hour just seems like they make you put a price, so $200 just seems like looking for like a $2 beer maybe.
Yeah. And it ends up being $200 after all of the discussion about the Bible. I have been Matt ruined goof buyers.
Aww. That's too sad.
Matt, I want to know your goof.
We all want to know the goof. All
right, I was going to say that...
Wait, what?
Wait, was that a goof?
Well, it was... here's the thing, Zach. Goofs...
are often truths.
Are often truths.
Definitely not spoofs.
Very often not spoofs.
Here's
and,
the proof.
Usually there's an element... There's usually an element of timing involved, which this one didn't have.
Huh. And on that note, I've been Chris Never Nude O'Brien. Okay,
all right.
All right.
I've been Chris Back in the Shorts O'Brien.
Is that yours,
Zach? Short shorts. I wear short shorts.
No.
I have been... This has been the longest sign-off process ever, I'd like to say, before I elongate this further.
Yeah,
you... Please, could you just give us another 10 minutes?
A ton to fix that.
I have been me, Michael Dankboy Wadena.
All right. Okay. That's what those cops were looking for.
Oh, no. I guess I have to go next, since Zach's got to close us out here. I have been... Trenton Wedgie Horror Saffron.
You had to be really careful that you said horror.
Horror, yes.
Horror.
Yes. I do not want to give anybody the wrong impression here.
I am no.
No amount of money could make me revisit.
Or are you a wedgie hoarder? You just cherish all those memories.
So many wedgies.
Cherish and repressed are often so similar.
There's a fine line.
There's a fine line between...
About the distance between... Cheeks. Anyways, I have been Zach Dwayne Casual Schroeder.
Hey.
Nice. Hey.
And with that, boys,
do you have the thing pulled up?
This particular
you should get the thing pulled up.
Has been.
Well, folks, looks like we're bottoms up. We'd like to thank Waker for giving us the chance to crack open our cold
one. Well,
no, Waker,
Gemini from the album. This is Waker. Trent.
No, it's fine.
This particular episode,
cool. I don't get to host very often, so this is good that you.
No, I wrote it.
Thanks for taking this.
My moment.
It's cool. Well, folks, Trent thinks that we're bottoms up. So he'd like to thank Waker.
We all should.
Giving us time to crack open our cold ones with their song Gemini from the album Waker.
No, yeah, this is Waker.
This is Waker. Sorry, Trent corrected me there.
Because you need
thank you,
to.
Trent's a part of this particular show has been poor quality, but
I'd have to agree.
No, that's never 100%. Happened.
What else did you expect?
I didn't expect anything else out of Trent, I'll tell you that right now.
Okay, you know what?
Nothing less, nothing more.
So hard.
I really want to say, real quick, during this outro section, shout out to Haley from work. She messaged me randomly and said something like 5654, and I was like, what? And she was like, that's when Chris said the thing. And I was like,
oh,
yes!
Nice.
That's so Haley. Cool.
I'd also like to say, when I was buying my beer this week, I almost wasn't allowed to buy it because the cashier looked at my ID and said, this is a girl. And I said, no, that's me. It says M by gender. And she says, no. And then I had to take my hat off and show her my long blonde hair before she believed that I could buy beer.
You have facial hair.
I know. But she said, this picture in your ID, this is a girl. And I said, no, that's me, but it hurts. Thank you.
I don't know if you could call that facial hair.
Let's end this episode.
I'm trying to be a man.
Did we stop recording?